Greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Moniker from Ohio. Lord willing, I will be sharing with you this week. I look forward to sharing the Word of God with you this week, and may we be inspired by the Word of God. It's always very inspiring to me. The subject I want to share on this week is the subject of faith. Hebrews 11:6 says this, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So this week the theme is faith that pleases God, and Hebrews 11:6 is going to be the theme verse for the week, Lord willing. And so we're going to be looking at faith that pleases God. Faith is a firm persuasion, a firm conviction, a conviction based on hearing. And this morning, I want to just take some time to define what faith is. Then the rest of the week, we will look at different aspects of faith that pleases God. And so faith always comes through the avenue of hearing. In the world right now, there are 4,200 different religions or faiths. There is a Catholic faith. There is a Mormon faith. There is a Muslim faith. There is a Hindu faith. The Jehovah Witness faith. There is a Seventh-day Adventist faith. There is an Amish faith. There is a Buddha faith. There is a Mennonite faith. There is a Baptist faith. The Pentecostal faith. These are just a few that many of us are familiar with. But the list goes on to 4,200 different faiths, many of which I have never heard of and know nothing about. But what kind of faith is pleasing unto God our Creator, the one you and I are going to stand before someday and give an account for our life that we lived here on this earth? In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus, and he says, there is one Lord, there is one God, and he says there is one faith. Notice he says there's one faith. There's only one faith that pleases God, not 4,200 different ones. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Hearing is the avenue by which faith enters into a human being. And so the question is, what is entering into you through the avenue of hearing? Is it the pure Word of God that produces the one faith that is pleasing unto God? Because in the end, I believe all of our hearts are, when we stand before Him on Judgment Day, that we want to hear those blessed words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." You know, that is someone whose faith has pleased God. And so, it's very important that we know what this one faith is that pleases God. Your faith or belief system controls your conscience and how you function in life. Your conscience is so modified by a man's faith that it will sanction or okay an act in one man which it will condemn in another. For an example or illustration, let's just take a devout Roman Catholic believes that he ought to pray to the Virgin Mary to intercede for him with God. And if a good Roman Catholic were to neglect his worship to Mary and the saints, his conscience would smite him until he would confess his sins with tears. Now, if a Christian were to pray to Mary or to any other being but God, his conscience would smite him for doing that which the conscience of the Roman Catholic smote him for not doing. So we see a man's conscience is governed by his faith. another example of what the avenue of hearing does and shapes our beliefs and controls our conscience. I was doing some witnessing about 3 weeks ago in downtown Columbus, and I met up with a little Muslim boy about around 7 years old, and came up to me and asked if that is a Bible in my hand. And I said, yes, it's the Word of God. And he started to say, it is a bad book. And my 7-year-old boy would never say such a thing but reverence it as the Word of God. So this Muslim boy was being taught according to his faith, and his faith governed and controlled his conscience and his belief systems, because he is taught that the Bible is a corrupted book. But my son is taught that it is the Word of God, and therefore he reverences the Word of God. So you see that faith controls our conscience and the way we believe and look at things. So it's very important that we have this one faith. As Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. As the pure Word of God enters through the avenue of hearing, it produces the one faith that is pleasing unto God. Galatians 2:20 says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So there is only one faith that gives a guilty conscience peace. There is only one faith that gives a soul and heart rest. There is only one faith that gives you true hope. There is only one faith that pleases God. In Galatians 2:20, again, it says, it's the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The Apostle Paul had the one faith that is pleasing unto God, and it controlled his life and conscience, how he functioned his life. Is your faith that controls your life and conscience pleasing unto God? Today, I just wanted to define faith and to lay the groundwork of defining faith. And the rest of the week, we will be looking at different aspects of faith that is pleasing unto God, our Creator. Thank you for listening to Daily Inspirations today, and God bless you. Lord willing, we will pick up the subject again tomorrow.